Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. Well, you know, after a hot, humid day with a day where we thought it was going to rain at any moment, it's kind of turned into a beautiful evening, and I hope that we can all enjoy a wonderful, hopefully not too gnat-filled night. But tonight, we are joined by, of course, our broadcast is sponsored by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa Service Home Center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, and by Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice expert for the very best in appliances. But it's also underwritten by our friends at Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Tonight, we have a very special conductor celebrating his 20th year with the Burlington Community High School as director of bands. He is Derek Murphy. And our concert tonight is, again, a very special concert. A lot of very special pieces, which Derek will tell you about. And we are delighted to be with you tonight. Again, please give a warm welcome to Derek Murphy and the Burlington Municipal Band. Thank you.
Thank you. Our first selection, American Salute, was written by Morton Gould and was based on When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again. Written in 1942 in the early days of World War II, it was composed at the request of a government radio program producer who wanted a, quote, Salute to America piece. This piece has gone on to become a classic and is referred to so many as a minor masterpiece. Our second selection this evening is Barry Manilow in Concert. This piece contains It's a Miracle, Weekend in New England, This One's for You, and Could It Be Magic? And our soloist is Ted Francis on alto sax.
Thank you.
Thank you. That also featured Tim Starbuck on euphonium, Jeremy Hemman on trumpet. Some members of the band like to say I only do fast selections at concerts like this. I choose to tell them I just choose to conduct the tempo indicated by the composer. But for those who still want to believe that I conduct everything fast, I offer our next selection, With Quiet Courage by Larry Don. This was premiered by the U.S. Navy Band on September 16, 1995, in the memory of his wife, Lois.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shield of Liberty by J.J. Richards was published in 1939 during a period of growing uneasiness in the world political scene. American patriotism was on the rise, and band music with patriotic titles became more evident. This work bears many similarities to his later march, and perhaps his most famous march, The Emblem of Unity. This is Shield of Liberty. How about that trombone section? It had a nice little part there. Before we do our next piece, I'd like to draw your attention to summer snow. They have nice little ices. I see some you discovered. They also have water this year. I'd also like to thank Two Rivers Bank and Trust one more time for sponsoring our concert this evening. David Scott, our timpanist and percussion section leader, introduced our next selection to me. David likes to spend his spare time listening to band works online and suggesting them to people like me, Bob McConnell, and others. I hope you will enjoy his latest discovery, Resplendent Glory by Rossano Galante. It is written in a romantic and heroic style and features sweeping and lush melodies along with brilliant brass fanfares and woodwind flourishes. Solos are played by, hopefully I didn't forget anybody, Lydia Becker on flute, Jason Edwards on oboe, and Sue Christensen on clarinet. This is Rossano Galante. I'm sorry, this is Resplendent Glory. That's the composer's name.
Thank you.
That really is a wonderful piece Dave Scott happened upon. Our next selection says, the hits keep on coming, and this former hit TV series was very popular. A talented and engaging cast kept it rolling along by performing contemporary versions of classic rock hits. Here is a medley of some of their most memorable numbers skillfully arranged for the concert stage. Glee Showstoppers includes Jump, Total Eclipse of the Heart, The Safety Dance, and Dream On.
Thank you.
I was typing my notes this afternoon. I couldn't remember who all the soloists were, so I didn't type them in. But we had Ted Francis again on alto, Lydia Becker on flute, Jason Edwards on oboe, David Adams on euphonium, and Elizabeth Snipes on horn. And hopefully I didn't miss anybody, but give a real round of applause to our soloists. The Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss comes from an operetta in three acts by the same name, which premiered in October 24th, 1885. During his lifetime and enjoyed great success, second only to Die Fledermaus. I hope you enjoy this Marsh paraphrase from the Gypsy Baron. Thank you. commissioned for the South Shore Concert Band, Poem was written as a tribute to one of Michigan's finest music educators. Written by Scott Burma, this piece expresses the sadness of losing this great music educator, but also the beauty and joy that his life represented. This is Poem.
Thank you.
Thank you. That had Tim Phillips on trombone. I don't think I've used his name yet tonight, so our newest trombone member. Our final selection this evening is William Owens' Across the Great Plains. The mail must go through. This simple four-word creed was an unswerving mission statement of one of America's most legendary, though short-lived, institutions, the Pony Express. Spurred by the ever-looming threat of civil war, the Pony Express was born from the need for faster communication with the West. The service began in April 1860 when riders left simultaneously from St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California. Consisting of horse riders carrying saddlebags of mail across a 2,000-mile trail, any given day the trip averaged 250 miles a day. With the advent of the Pacific Telegraph in October of 1862, the Pony Express would be rendered obsolete after a glorious 19-month run. Our final selection is Across the Great Plains, and next week, Mike Locknett will be our guest conductor.